Back now with Day to Day, and joining us are senior producer Steve Proffitt here to help share some listener emails.
And Madeline, let's start with an interview we aired last week with the writer Naomi Wolf.
This was about her new book, The End of America.
Yeah, and that book is about what she sees as this country slide into fascism. In the interview, she listed several recent events in this country that she claims had precedence in Nazi Germany.
The Nazis unloaded coffins at night. We saw coffins being unloaded at night. They talked about enhanced interrogation, meaning torture. Karl Rove talked about enhanced interrogation, meaning torture.
That's author Naomi Wolf.
And listener Mike Huggins thinks we made a mistake by, as he puts it, quote, not telling Naomi Wolf to her face that she is a moron of indescribable proportions.
Mr. Huggins, who's from Irvine, California, goes on, why Radio Moscow aired a lot of overwrought, wrongful propaganda, and here is NPR airing a lot of overwrought, wrongful propaganda. Therefore, NPR is like Radio Moscow.
A different view from Olympia, Washington, and listener Burton Gutman. He writes, America feels more and more like a fascist state every day. And I think Naomi Wolf has sounded an important alarm in a very intelligent and responsible way.
Now, Madeline, reaction to a story we aired yesterday about timber companies that are seeking carbon credits for thinning forests.
They claim their logging can prevent huge forest fires that spew lots of carbon into the atmosphere.
But some of our listeners were skeptical. Chris Profera of Jacksonville, Florida, says this is just an example of industry spin, and he writes, the whole idea of giving and trading carbon credits is just sorry. What's next? Criminals trading credits with law-abiding citizens?
Okay, speaking of criminals, on to a report we did last week about the re-release of some old-school Sesame Street episodes and the fact that they contain a warning that they might not be suitable for today's children.
Apparently, there was some concern, Madeline, over things like a binge-eating cookie monster.
And those two guys, Bert and Ernie, living in a dingy basement where they may be gay?
Oh, please, writes listener Sharon Von C. Kids these days, she notes, are watching things like The Simpsons and South Park.
And from John Altman of Florence, Massachusetts, as one who was born in 1959, I never really thought of Bert and Ernie as gay. I thought they were puppets.
Okay, thanks for that from John Altman. We always want to hear your thoughts, your comments, your suggestions, your criticism, so please write us.
Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.
It's at the top of every page.
Steve Proffitt, our senior producer and letters guy, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.